guys, and welcome to episode 235 of the OCDstories.com podcast. Now, in this episode, I interview Molly and Callie Gambrow. Molly and Callie are mother and daughter, Molly being the mother and Callie being the daughter. So I got them on to talk about their book, which is a children's book called Practice Being Brave, Owning My OCD. And we talk about this book and we go into Callie's story, her experience of OCD, and we hear Molly's side of the story as the mother. So I appreciate both of them coming on, being open and sharing their story. And I hope it helps and inspires you. NoCD sponsor the OCD Stories podcast. NoCD are passionate about making treatment more accessible, connected and affordable. They now take insurance from some US insurance companies. NoCD's therapy services are only available in the US currently, but the free tools in their mobile app are accessible to all. To find out more, head to go.treatmyocd.com/theOCDstories or click the link in the description. On the podcast today, I have Molly and Callie Gambrow, who have kindly agreed to share their OCD story from the point of view of mother and daughter and to talk about their book, Practice Being Brave. Welcome to the show, Molly and Callie.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. It's good to have you both here. And you're my first mother-daughter combo, so it's great to interview both of you. I know people enjoy it, the feedback I get when I have two guests on. So it's, I think this will resonate with people. So Callie, it'd be good to hear your OCD story and you can share as much or as little as you want to share.
Okay, so when I was 7 or 8, there was a lot of moral OCD. Mm. There was a lot of, oh, I scratched something, so I need to say sorry. Or I did something wrong, so I need to say sorry. So a lot of moral OCD at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm mostly struggling with showering, so just right, like the shower, rereading and washing hands, and that's about it right now.
Cool. No, thank you for sharing that. So it's about age 7 and 8 that you first kind of had some experiences with it.
Yeah, she, not knowing, of course, before the age of 6, she did have things going on, but we, of course, didn't realize it. And eventually, after she was diagnosed, she could tell us several things when she was 4 and 5 that she was doing that were definitely OCD. But it was about close to right before she turned 7, we had a little kind of a fallout with her OCD, and we got her into a therapist. We're very lucky at the time. We lived in South Carolina, and we had a therapist there that specialized in OCD. And so she really helped us, you know, right off the bat, learn about it and helped with ERP. And so really from 7 to 10, probably, she had OCD challenges, but we oftentimes had them under control and we were doing better and they were smaller. And then of course the tweens and teens hit us and we're at a little bit of a challenging stage again. And so we're back to, we live now in Ohio. So we're back to our therapist weekly and working on things and, you know, challenges every day. And so, it's of course a roller coaster of a ride.
Absolutely. And Callie, what was there kind of an early memory where something just didn't feel right or you knew something was maybe off a bit?
Well, when I was little in preschool, every time my mom left, I got like, not panic attacks, but I got really worried that she wouldn't come back. Mm. And I knew some kids miss their mom, but not that much. So I thought something was probably wrong then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were some signs too that just, you know, she would, at about 4 and a half, she would tell me in the car as we were riding in the car, she'd scratch the seat and say, Mom, I scratched the seat. And of course I said, oh, no big deal. And she would probably tell me, oh, 10 or 15 times in a 5-minute car ride. And I, of course, wasn't thinking anything of it. And she was confessing that she was doing something wrong. So there definitely were things before the age of 6. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool. No, thank you, guys. What age was it again you found the therapist?
Seven.
Oh, seven. Okay. And Callie, what was that like the first time you went to see the therapist?
I actually wasn't really that nervous. I was kind of excited to see what it was like. And my therapist was super nice. We played at the end board games. And then we
got some candy.
And then we got some candy. Yeah, so I remember it was a really nice environment.
Yeah. No, that's great. What was your favorite board game you played with your therapist?
Probably Candyland back then, yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Mum, I might call you Mum throughout this.
So sure, just sure.
Mum and Molly, I'll mix the two up. what were you expecting the first time you went to the therapist? Because obviously, I guess at this point, you were worried about Callie and what had been going on. And was that like?
Yeah, I definitely went in very worried just because we weren't, quite sure. We knew something was wrong, but we didn't know what. Mm. We thought it sounded like OCD. And we went there and just it was, we connected. Our therapist connected with Callie. She knew so much about OCD, and right away she could tell us that, that's what was going on with Callie. And Callie had some anxiety, of course, too. So we had a little bit of discussion on that too. But at that time I didn't know, but I know now it's sometimes very hard to find a therapist that specializes in OCD and can, treat you correctly and help you. And so we really were lucky and grateful to have found her so soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And Callie, when the therapist kind of said, did she say to you that this is what you have, it's OCD, and she explained it? Or did she kind of keep the label, so to speak, from you?
Yeah, she kind of told me what it was. Mm. She explained it.
Mm-hmm. And she told her about other kids that, had it and things that they do. Yeah. And at that time, we did a lot of, pictures and drawings and discussing. And I think probably the first, two or three times, we're just, talking and getting to know each other. Not even, starting ERP or challenges, but just teaching Callie, really teaching Callie and myself about it, right? Because I didn't know much about it either. So it was, education.
Absolutely. And was the kind of understanding the term OCD, was it useful for you, Callie?
Yeah, definitely.
And was it useful to know other kids had it too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Well, yeah, and absolutely, you doing this podcast is going to help those other kids that may be listening and, don't feel alone. In therapy, did you draw your OCD at all or give it a name or anything like that?
Yes, we did. I did once draw it at home. And then the next day when we went to my therapist, I gave her the picture and we did name it. So my mom was in the office and I came in and she said, "What do you want to name it?" And I said, "What do you want mean?" And she said, "Do you want to name it Mr. Hiccup or Mrs. Hiccup?" And so I decided Mr. Hiccup. So that name's just kind of stuck throughout the whole journey. Yeah. So.
Cool. And what did it look like, the drawing?
He was blue and he had a hat on. And that's basically all I remember. It was a really long time ago, but...
Excellent. Because I know in the book there's the lead character draws their OCD too, and we'll get to that. And I guess what did you enjoy maybe about, and you mentioned there the sweets or the candy, sweets is what I call them, the candy and the board games. Is there anything else about the therapy itself that you liked doing?
I thought my therapist was really friendly and she understood a lot. Didn't she have a little bit? I think she had.
I don't think so.
But yeah, she was really nice and friendly and really understood everything. And I thought that was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's great. And was there anything that was tough in therapy that you found difficult?
Yeah, definitely just like thinking of trying to go against my OCD. That definitely was hard because I'd never really knew that I had OCD, and the thought going against it was not very pleasing.
Yeah. Absolutely. A bit scary as well. Yeah. And yeah, last question, then I'll leave you alone for a bit. yeah, what was there anything that your therapist said to you that really helped you understand the OCD or the way it worked or anything like that?
Not really. I just kind of got to know it as we talked about it. She didn't really specifically tell me what it was, but she did kind of explain it, and then I got to know what it was more as I did therapy.
Yeah. Okay. No, thank you. And Molly, you know, as Callie's going through this process, what did you kind of learn about OCD and parenting?
Wow. I feel like in the last, 6 years, I've learned a lot. You know, like I mentioned, the first part was just education and understanding it and understanding the different themes of it and learning how to fight back and all those things. Really, the first couple years, we felt pretty alone in the journey. We had a stack of parent OCD books, but we didn't know much about podcasts yet or, you know, resources or websites. So the first couple years, it was just books or, you know, every once in a while I would find something on the internet. And then after about like the 2.5 year mark, we started running into things that, you know, I started learning so much more. The podcast, your podcast, and Natasha Daniels' podcast and her website, and, you know, Unstuck the movie, and we started learning about IOCDF. And so we, you know, got all those resources and of course learned more and more and more. So it's definitely been a educational process. Parenting has been, challenging in some ways, but also rewarding, seeing her work so hard and beat her OCD. And, I've learned a lot about myself too, through her. You know, I've found that I have some OCD tendencies as well. And so I've been able to help myself on little things like that. So it's been a process, but it's been very rewarding too.
Yeah. No, that's great to hear. Yeah, like you said, there's a lot to learn, and it's great to hear, you know, you went to all the resources, and there's more and more available. Like you said, Natasha Daniels is great. And Kelly, have you seen the Unstuck documentary?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
I have?
Yeah,
oh, yes, I have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, yeah, what did you think of it?
I thought it was really interesting to see how other people had their OCD, and I thought that it was... Yeah, definitely very interesting, but I felt kind of more secure too because I knew that a lot of people my age had it too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, no, that's great. Kelly, what did your mum do, or what does she do that you find really helpful with regards to your OCD?
She really supports me, and that really helps. She says, my therapist usually says, you have to do this maybe in like for example, showering, you have to finish it in 29 minutes. Mom says, you got this, you can do it in 26. So she definitely really supports me and pushes me, and yeah.
Cheers you on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's great to hear. And yeah, so you guys, I mean, no one can actually see this because it's an audio only podcast, but I'm holding up the book, which is Practice Being Brave, Owning My OCD. Yeah, just tell us about the book.
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, the first couple years of her having the OCD, we felt like there were a lot of resources for my husband and I, and not a lot for her. There were a few of the OCD books out that she had, but we just felt she needed more and to be connected to more. You know, I kept hearing all these adult OCD stories, but we didn't have a lot of kid OCD stories that she could connect with. So at that time, we always thought, oh, we wish there was more. And then, you know, after 4 years, it was about the 4 year mark where we had learned so much more and had all these resources. We thought it was important to share our story for a few reasons, to have other kids connect with her. And we also just thought we could provide some tips. We, of course, aren't professionals, but living with it for 4 years, we thought we could add some practical advice to help those kids who maybe don't have a therapist. Getting there's something special about getting a book in a child's hand. And so we thought that was really important. And we wanted to encourage them and give them hope, but at the same time, have it be an educational thing where they can learn more about it and see different examples of OCD and, you know, see there's a, you know, another girl that's working on it and doing her best at it. And so we thought that was really important to share with others.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Kelly, what do you think of the book?
I thought I was really proud of my mom that she wrote it. Mm. And everyone says, wow, your book is so good. And they all say it to me, but I never, I just, mom always says to me, it wouldn't have happened without you, but still, I don't think I should be giving her credit. I think she should because she worked hard on it.
Yeah, that is great praise. Yeah, you're the
inspiration. Her journey, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, how has the book kind of been received? You know, what's some of the feedback you've got from it?
Well, in general, we've had pretty good feedback. You know, simple things as we love the pictures and the colors and, you know, that part of it, but also just how it has connected. I've had people reach out to me through Facebook and said, you know, my child really enjoyed it. They feel connected. They're eager to kind of dig in and get started. Parents have reached out and said, you know, it's just also a tool for family members too, to learn about it or just give to a grandparent and say, this is what our, you know, your granddaughter, grandson is going through. And so in general, we've had pretty good feedback.
Excellent. No, yeah, that's great to hear. And you guys were at Austin, the ICF conference.
I was, Callie was.
Okay.
It was my first one.
Yeah,
and actually, if Seattle's still on, we're both going to go, and Callie's going to present to the elementary kids with the book.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. And will that be, Callie, will you be reading that or just talking about it?
Well, we'll be reading about it and talking about it, and then we'll probably do some activity with the kids.
Mm.
Not sure what that will be yet, but we're thinking on it.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. And yeah, I guess just think... what would you have wanted at their age, you know, and start
yeah.
there?
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, no, good luck with that. And I hope the conference does go ahead this year.
I know. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Fingers crossed. So, yeah, was there, and I'll open this question to both of you. Was there like a roadblock in the kind of recovery journey? And if so, what was it and how did you overcome it?
The roadblock was just really fighting through it. There wasn't really like anything besides that. It was just getting through the wall of trying to fight it. So that's basically only the roadblock that there was.
Mm-hmm. I guess personally as parents, I would say we've hit a couple, but one particularly, as she's grown older, it's been challenging. And one of our goals to switch over for her to take her own ownership of it and to work on it. When she was younger, oftentimes I would be the one who said, okay, this is what we need to do. And, you know, this is your challenge. And I was always the fixer. And she around 10 or 11 said, you want to fix me. You never listen. Mm-hmm. And so we realized at that point, it was time for her to kind of take her own steps to helping herself. We're here for encouragement, support, positivity, she'll say, can I talk to you? And I say, do you want me to be a listener or a fixer? And sometimes it's a listener and sometimes she wants, you know, some suggestions for help. But one of those, that was a roadblock, just adjusting to, okay, I'm not in charge. She's in charge of her own OCD and we have to teach her how she can, you know, be productive fighting it and working through it. And we're here to cheer her on the sidelines.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a great plan. And Callie, how are you finding that kind of taking the charge yourself with it?
I do feel like it's almost gone downhill just a little bit because it's hard for me to keep up sometimes with the work, but I do get it done. So yeah, I eventually get it done, but probably not as fast.
Mm-hmm. We're working through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just the effort. That's all that matters. Yeah, good work. So similar question then, was there, so opposite to a roadblock? Was there, like, as I call, a light bulb moment or an epiphany or something that just clicked? It could be in one of the sessions or just generally where you understood OCD or you understood how to get better from it or anything like that.
I don't believe that there was any, like, clicking point. But I think, like, it did, like, slowly click, like, with every session of therapy. I think it did click, like, a little tiny bit every time we went through therapy. I don't think it ever snapped, like, one session, but I think it, like, slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, kind of built and, yeah, cool.
I think when she was younger, it was, for both of us, rewarding to see when she did put in the work that, you know, it got better or it stopped.
Yeah.
And that was always really nice to see and prove to her that if she did put in all of her hard work, that it does get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point. I guess I'll start with you, Callie. So just words of hope for any young kids or teens that may be listening to this, just words of hope for them.
That if you work hard, it will get better. It doesn't seem like it will. Because a lot of the time, my SUDS level is high, but if I work at it, it definitely goes down and it will get better.
Yeah. Nice. And Molly, just any words of wisdom for parents or hope?
Sure. I would say it's a journey and be there for all of it. There's going to be goods and bads, and there's going to be a lot of success, and to be patient and stick with it and support them along the way.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. So slightly more random question now, guys. So, Callie, I'll ask you first. Let's say you could pick up an imaginary telephone and call your 8-year-old self. What would you tell her?
I'd probably tell her to be brave and call her outside the lines, because I have this quote in my bedroom, and I did actually struggle with coloring, like, then.
When
with
she's coloring like outside, 5 or 6.
Coloring outside the lines, but I think that would be a broader, like, message to, like all of my OCD, but it just would kind of connect also to that little 8-year-old who's not wanting to color outside the lines.
Excellent. Love it. And Molly, if you could pick up the phone and call your 20-year-old self, what would you tell her?
That's a good question. I guess I would tell her, kind of similar to my other one, was, you know, life's a journey and it's going to be all up and down, but in the end, things turn out really well, and you got this, and stay positive.
Nice. Absolutely. And then last of the weird questions, you've both got a billboard in, you said you're in Ohio, right?
Ohio, yes.
Ohio, yeah. Cool. So you've got a billboard there. What do you want written on that billboard for everyone to see?
Probably the same thing I said, be brave, color outside the lines, because I think it gives a really broad idea, but then it also gives, like, those people who don't want to color outside the lines kind of like a little spark, but I think it gives a broad idea of, yeah, of just be brave, do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think on the billboard I would have just do the next right thing. Just do the next right thing. Whatever needs to be the next step, just, you know, focus on one at a time. So just do the next right thing.
Yeah, I like that. Small steps each day. Okay, and to both of you, is there anything else that you wish you could have said today that I haven't asked you about anything? The book, your stories?
I don't really think so.
No, I think we're good.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you so much for both coming on and sharing your stories, talking about the book. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
No worries. So there you have it. Thank you so much to Molly and Callie for sharing their stories. And don't forget, today's podcast is sponsored by NoCD. To find out more about NoCD and their therapy plans, head over to go.treatmyocd.com/theocdstories or visit the link in the episode description. And thank you as always to you guys for listening to the podcast. And quick disclaimer, this podcast is not therapy. It is not a replacement for therapy. Please seek treatment from a trained professional. Until we speak, take care.